Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of St. John Chrysostom, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, "And When You Are Rich."
A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. But woe to you who are rich. I looked online at what some commentators have noted about rich, as it appears in this passage. It makes so much sense in so many ways to realize that Jesus does not have a thing against the wealthy, but what comes with or after the wealth is what Jesus guards against. For me, I know that when I unexpectedly hear or read that some fine celebrity that I have enjoyed is really a philanthropist, that is great news. Yes, they are hugely successful, but in that success, for them has come a calling to share. So Jesus wants us to know that riches in themselves are not wrong, but if they become an end in themselves, therein lies the problem. And so how do we define rich? But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. I feel rich in my life, and it really is not so much about money. I enjoy so much that many in the world go without. Security, relationships, community, food, warmth, health care, options, choices, opportunities. So what do I do with all of this? This is the challenging part that I must call myself to over and over again. Along with that consolation come big responsibilities. It is something to consider day after day, moment after moment, situation after situation. To me, it even includes how we think of someone in their weakness, their disability, their poverty, and more. One speaker I heard charged us women religious not to get caught up in the entitlement creep, that narrow view of what I need, what I want, how much is mine, how come I have to wait type of behaviors. Here is Jesus' philosophy again. It's not really what we have, it's what is done with that, or what it can become, a shallow life that does not include sharing and appreciating. Open our eyes, Lord. Open our hearts. Amen.